The people of Libya have been marking the third anniversary of their uprising against Muammar Gaddafi, but things are still unsettled there. The Libyan government is weak, and militias control parts of the country. Last week, Libyans finally got the chance to vote to elect people who will draft a new constitution. It's not clear, though, that the vote will mean much to one group of Libyans. They face retaliation at the end of the revolution and are still suffering today. Marine Olivezi went to visit them.
We're at a polling station on the outskirts of Tripoli. It's pretty quiet so far. The ballot box actually looks quite empty. Unlike in 2012, these elections are not drawing big crowds. There's only about a third of Libyans who've registered to vote across the country. But here, the residents have some very specific misgivings about Libya's transition. And that's because this polling station is actually inside a refugee camp.
I'm a refugee. I can't say it is good, this is freedom, revolution, good, that is good. Good about what? Peace, but not good.
Mabrouk Iswezi comes from Tawarga, a small town now empty of its residents. All 40,000 of them had to flee Tawarga at the end of the revolution. Iswezi says they were on the wrong side of the uprising against Muammar Gaddafi.
We all, Tawargan people, say long live Gaddafi. All Tawargan people love Gaddafi. Gaddafi doing something is good for Tawarga.
Things like building houses in Tawarga or giving scholarships to study abroad, he says. Tawargans are the descendants of African slaves who settled in Libya generations ago. Iswezi says they're a traditional rural tribe. Gaddafi liked their simple manners and sometimes paid them a visit on his way to his hometown of Sirte. During the revolution, Gaddafi's forces occupied Tawarga schools and public buildings, and Iswezi says for the most part, locals welcomed them. Many young Tawargans even joined Gaddafi's troops. The town became a rear base for the army in the months-long siege of Misrata, some 18 miles away.
Gaddafi and the volunteers from Tawarga go to Misrata, attack Misrata, attack houses Misrata, and come back to stay in Tawarga.
In the summer of 2011, the tables turned. Rebel fighters finally broke the siege of Misrata. Gaddafi troops fled, and so did the Tawargans.
When the revolution attacked us in our area, all Tawarga leave Tawarga, all Tawarga people leave Tawarga in this state. We feel in Misrata forces want to kill us. They attacked us in the desert, in the road. When we leave, they attacked us.
For militias in Misrata, it was payback time. Tawarga was torched. Scores were arrested. Many were killed. Human Rights Watch has called the collective punishment of the Tawargans a crime against humanity.
Misrata have suffered a lot during the revolution, but this is no excuse, of course, for Tawarga also to suffer.
That's Libya's Justice Minister, Salah Al-Margani.
I hope anyone who is committing a crime against humanity would be brought to trial. Maybe not now, maybe not today, but once Libya stabilizes enough, I think we would be able to prosecute those people. However, our highest priority now is to save people, to save lives, and to make sure that people are not subjected to revenge.
Misrati's desire for revenge was in part fueled by allegations that some Tawargans committed mass rape during the siege of Misrata. Al-Margani says reconciliation will only be possible when these cases are brought to justice, but Libya's new judicial system is still limping, and these claims are hard to address.
In this country, we have no experience of dealing with mass rape issues. We have no record of mass rape cases. We so far failed to address the issue of the victims. This is a very important aspect.
In the meantime, hundreds of Tawargans are still being held without trial in Misrati jails. Al-Margani says the long-overdue transfer of prisoners to state-run facilities will accelerate the justice process, and he hopes ultimately Tawargan civilians will be able to return to their hometown. But for now, displaced Tawargans say they feel forgotten in the new Libya. Zahra and her family fled Tawarga in August 2011 and found refuge in Tripoli. A month later, her husband was stopped at a checkpoint. His body turned up at a hospital in Misrata a month after that. Zahra says her husband was just a civilian who was stopped because he was dark-skinned and he was tortured and killed because he was from Tawarga. On election day, Zahra was too busy to even think of voting. In small rooms just feet away from the polling station, Zahra and a dozen women face huge piles of dates. They're picking the good ones and putting them in boxes. If Zahra fills 90 of them in a day, she earns a little less than $10. Elections or not, she says, things cannot change soon enough for her and her family. For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi, Tripoli, Libya.